This is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. And thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. And this is where we'll be for the next 3 hours. It's a 4-hour show. We get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You know, hey, happy birthday to Sister Jean Hickey. She's 105 years old.
That is incredible. Good for her.
Damn, wow.
Happy birthday. What do you think she does for her 105th birthday?
Sleep?
Gotta be some sort of cake involved, right?
Man, have you seen people at
Yes, Sister Jean, whatever number you're about to say.
Yeah, 105. I mean, there comes a point in time where it's just like, I've never seen anybody over 100 look thrilled about their birthday. I'm just saying.
Wishing they were anywhere but here.
It's like they got there. It was like 50 people around them, maybe 10 people, 5 people at a nursing home. They're with their family. And everybody's around them, and they're like, hey, happy birthday, Grandma. And Grandma's just like, oh, thank you. I'm tired. Y'all are sucking all the air out of the room right now. Just like, let me eat a cake. Leave me alone. Go home. Do something else. 105 years old. Well, damn. Happy birthday, Sister Jean. Anyway, you can listen to every minute and second of the show. Real classy here, if you haven't noticed. On the Free Odyssey app. Your local Infinity Sports. Hickey, I said this show's real classy, and I had to go ahead and laugh at that. Anyway, last night we talked about Yannick Sinner. This guy is
another classy conversation.
Classy conversation about a guy getting massages and testing positive for steroids. Hey, we cover the gamut here. We talk about quarterbacks. We talk to NFL quarterbacks. We talk about guys who get suspended for drugs. Hey, don't worry. Trevor Bauer was in the news today, by the way, if you wanted to know. We got a Deshaun Watson comment and news coming up later on in the show. So we got you covered on everything. Let me repeat myself. Let me do my job the right way. Ahem. You can listen on the Free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, go ahead and ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Listen, I like to have fun, man. That's it. I would not be sitting here doing no boring-ass sports show, you know, trying to stats and numbers and opinion people to death. I can do all of that, but I just want to have fun. It makes me happy. You know, I want to be happy. We got enough negativity in the world. I can be negative, too. I'll tell the truth. I'm just having fun. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, thank you so much to our guest last hour. Matt Sims came by and joined us. Yeah, the son of Phil. Matt, he also played in the NFL. Hosts a podcast with his dad right now called Sims Complete. And coaches quarterbacks on how to become better. Yeah. Son of Phil, brother of Chris. Thank you, Matt, for coming by. And he had some interesting thoughts, and I'm going to share some of them with you momentarily. If you missed the full conversation, it was a great one. We talked about all the young QBs like Bo Nix, who is now the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. We talked about Drake May. He hasn't fully gotten the reins yet. He hasn't gotten the blessing of Gerard Mayo to run the New England Patriots over Jacoby Brissett. So it was a great conversation. He even reminded us that he thinks that Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time, and we're just in the midst of watching it. And we're not done yet. So we all know he's great. He thinks he is the greatest. And at this point, I want to tell you about a great quarterback who's going into the Hall of Fame. And I want to tell you about a young quarterback who's going to get a freshman start at Nebraska. But before I do that, I got to remind you, the guy Darryl Doucette, the flag football man, he's really going to be almost 40. He's doing all this complaining. Come on.
That is correct. Now, I'm assuming you age better in flag football than you do in the NFL.
No hits, huh?
no hits could do that for you. So maybe he'll be, you know, more of a spring chicken than I guess you would Tom Brady at 40 years old. Although
He's going to be like the 60-year-old guy at the YMCA, right? Just busting ass. Is that what that's the equivalent?
Mr. Fundamentals. Now that's what that guy is.
Now imagine if Tom Brady said, I want to play in a flag football. He's going to be 50. They're going to say no to Tom Brady? They're going to pick Dow Doucette over Tom Brady?
I don't think they're picking Dow Doucette over Matt Sims right now if you want to play.
Damn, I was going to say Sam Darnold. You went right to Matt's own buddy. He was just here.
No, it's not a diss towards Matt. I think he has more notoriety and a bigger name than Dow Doucette, and I think that's what the Olympics would be going for.
Yeah, you want big names. I mean, you want big names. It's not table tennis. I could name you one table tennis pro because, I mean, well, not in America. We don't care. And it's going to be in America. We need to see superstars. Anyway, enough of that guy. Let's show this young man love first. Because the next guy, thank God we haven't had to talk about him a lot. Can't wait for the season to start. I know it's going to change. Congratulations to Dylan Raiola. He's the new quarterback, the new starting quarterback for Nebraska, a team that hasn't been able to win worth a damn since 2016. A matter of fact, they haven't really done anything. They haven't won more than five games since 2016. Even now you got Matt Rhule in. And the name Raiola, why does it sound familiar? Because Dylan's dad played center for the Detroit Lions for more than 10 years. His dad Dominic was running the show at center for the Lions. And his uncle Donovan is his offensive line coach at Nebraska. And by the way, Dylan Raiola, at one point in time, he was going to play here for the Georgia Bulldogs, and then he just changed his mind. That's what the players are allowed to do, and that's what he's going to do. And so he's a freshman. He's going to get the start. I have not seen this guy play. I heard about his spring game. He's out here throwing touchdowns, and Matt Rhule says this is the guy, 24/7 sports. They had him listed coming out of high school as the number one or two quarterback in the entire country, which is why I was excited for the Bulldogs. But Matt Rhule on Monday, he spoke to Jim Rome, and he talked about what makes Dylan Raiola such a great player.
He's had a great summer. He's had a great camp, you know, and obviously he arrives here with a lot of fanfare and well-deserved. You know, he's one of the top recruits in the country, and I remember the first time I saw him, you know, at a high school practice. And during my time at Carolina, I'd gone to all the different, you know, quarterback pro days and watch guys throw. And, you know, as a junior getting ready to be a senior in high school, he threw as well as any of those guys. He has tremendous arm talent. He's big. He's physical. He's powerful. But it's not until he gets here that you truly see what makes him special. He's a tremendous teammate. He works at it all day long. He's the first guy in the building, one of the last guys to leave. And he's humble. I mean, he's got humble confidence that exudes from him. And so when you're trying to turn around a program, when you're trying to build a winner, you know, as Vince Lombardi said, find the winners and get them on the field.
This guy is like 6'3", 230, 240. His dad was a center in the NFL for like 10 plus years. He was an All-American. His dad was in college. Hickey, imagine getting snaps from your dad to become a better quarterback. Like, what is that?
Pretty nice, right?
Yeah, the only thing that could be different if your dad was a quarterback. But, I mean, close enough, right? I mean, damn.
Unless your dad was Phil Simms, you're right. No better experience right there.
Yeah, Dylan Raiola expected to help turn things around. Well, from Matt Rhule's perspective, I mean, damn it, they better turn things around. This man got the boot from the Panthers. He ends up in Nebraska. Everybody's saying, oh, what a genius, turning things around at Baylor. Nebraska, I told you, haven't won five games, more than five games since 2016. Well, with that, when you win five games, you don't even go to a bowl game. They haven't won a damn thing. Well, at least maybe they won't be turning the ball over. So good luck to Dylan Raiola. He's given me a reason to actually pay attention to what they do. I mean, last year they trotted out about three different QBs. Good for the young man. I wish he was here in Georgia sitting behind Carson Beck and taking over next year. But good luck in Nebraska. Young guy. Now let's go to somebody who's old as dirt, at least in the NFL. His name is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had the nerve to talk to the media the other day and outside of telling everybody, you know, well, NFL preseason is not real football. Aaron Rodgers followed that up by saying, I have not trained this hard in camp in years. Listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say, complaining.
I would say the camp is much harder this year and maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 of my career. I knew that. I had a little insight coming into camp that that's what Robert wanted to do. So I think it's been good for us. I think some of the older guys enjoy the, to steal a coaching word, the callous part of training camp where you're kind of grinding. And some people believe that that, although it puts more, you know, strain on you in training camp, that actually gets you more ready to play when the season starts.
Oh, well, at least there's some positivity here. If Aaron Rodgers is talking about how tough it is, and it's a tough camp and what have you, he's 40 years old, at least his body is good, right? He should be able to hold up through the regular season, right? And if you're Rob Saleh, why not? Why not run everybody into the ground? If the New York Jets aren't going to be ready to play, then he's going to get the boot. He's getting fired. And Joe Douglas, the general manager of the Jets, is getting fired. And Aaron Rodgers is just going to pack his bags and leave and watch everything just crumble to the ground. And Rob Saleh is like, listen, I need this to turn around. Everybody's going to work. Aaron Rodgers will be fine. Hickey, you think he's going to make it through the season? Has to, right?
I hope so. I'm definitely not rooting for injury. I'm still skeptical, but...
Uh-oh. You think he doesn't play 17 games? 16 games?
And you're asking a lot for a guy that's 41 coming off an Achilles tear. Come on. Offensive line, you could say they upgraded, but it's still a new unit in terms of trying to gel together. And some of the guys they've gotten, it's not exactly like Tyron Smith has been the epitome of Mr. Health. I'm skeptical right now that he can make it through a full season.
Oh, no. But he uses all that that special stuff, the ayahuasca, whatever else he uses, he's going to be fine.
Yeah, that helps, you know.
What?
I guess have, you know, hallucinate.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps your Achilles tendons strengthen or your knee bones strengthen.
I've seen people take stuff. Probably not ayahuasca. I've seen people take stuff and break through windows, Hickey. Okay.
So are you saying that maybe that stuff should go into Aaron's body before every game?
No. I think if he used any of that stuff, you're right. He might be suspended. So he can stay away from that stuff. But I guess it's just good to know that his body is going through a few things before he gets knocked around in the regular season. Might as well prepare him now than later, especially for a guy who says that NFL preseason games are not real football. I guess Aaron Rodgers is not a fan of what's going on. And it's pretty ironic. Well, not ironic. As you talked about Matt Sims, we had him on last hour. I asked Matt specifically about those comments. Matt played for the New York Jets a little while. He I don't want to call him a journeyman, but he wasn't a starter. He was a backup for the majority of his career, didn't know whether he was going to play. And so he understands about reps and practice time and getting the work in. And Matt kind of looked at Aaron Rodgers saying preseason is not real football. And he kind of ripped that to shreds only for Aaron, I guess. Listen,
Aaron's saying that because he's been in the league for almost 2 decades now, you know, and, you know, Aaron can have his opinions and all that stuff too. But for the betterment of the game, we need these reps and these opportunities for these young guys to show what they have. Practice is one thing, but you can't simulate what real game speed is like. And a lot of these young guys, they need these reps. A lot of these guys get that exposure that they need. I mean, just think about that fact, right? If we didn't have preseason, think about like Terrell Davis and his story. This dude was found because he made a huge tackle on a kickoff, you know, when they were playing overseas in Japan when they used to do that in the preseasons. You know, and then he ended up being a Hall of Fame running back. So I think if we take away preseasons, we're doing the game an injustice. We're doing the players themselves an injustice, too, by taking away those opportunities because they worked so hard, right, to get to this point in their career, and they deserve those opportunities. And practice is one thing, but the games are different. And I know that preseason might not mean that much to Aaron Rodgers and his career right now, but I think it means a lot to a lot of younger players that are playing and getting these repetitions, so they can be groomed into, you know, future stars of our league.
Yeah, that's what we want, right? I want to see the future stars. I've been waiting for this day. Like, I feel like we watch the same quarterbacks almost play for like 15, 20 years. And maybe that's because Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Drew Brees sat at pretty much the top of the totem pole forever. But I'm glad that we're in a new era and we're in a new generation. And so Aaron Rodgers might be tired now, but as he's pretty much reminded us off and on over the past 4 and 5 years, one day he's just going to walk away. And when he's gone, he'll have all the time in the world to rest. And the way that this guy kind of speaks, I'm sure he's going to be up in a mountain, in a hole, under a rock, just relaxing on the good stuff, okay? Let's see what he does. I hope he does great for the Jets this year. I'd love it. Help the Jets win the Super Bowl and leave. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Aaron Rodgers, tired of the preseason, tired of training camp, ready to get to the real action. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about a WNBA player who is sick of the league's lack of promoting its product, especially after a huge game in Boston. Yes, the WNBA was in Boston. Did you know that? That might be part of the problem. I'll discuss it on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right before we went to break, we talked about a few individuals on the other end of the spectrum when it comes down to their careers. On one end, we talked about a freshman starter for Nebraska. With an NFL pedigree, as both of his dads had some opportunities or played in the NFL, his dad in more particular, Dylan Raiola. He's going to be a freshman starter for Nebraska, having won more than 5 games in almost 10 years. On the other end of the spectrum, we talked about Aaron Rodgers, who at 40 years old, Aaron Rodgers is pretty much tired of training camp. Aaron Rodgers is tired of preseason games. So these preseason games, they are not, it's not real football. He's tired. He just wants to get on with the regular season. Well, the WNBA, every team has about, what, I don't know, 12 to 15 games left. We got a WNBA player who is tired of its lack of promotion. Yes, even with Angel Reese signing a deal with Reese's today, the candy. Hickey, it's chocolate peanut butter, right? Isn't that what that is? Reese's Cup? Reese's?
You know it. Some say the best combo on this planet.
Reese's is that the one where I got to peel the brown paper off? That's what that is, right?
Yes, that's the Reese's Cup. But they're also, you know, unwrapped mini Reese's peanut butter cups. There's Reese's Pieces. They have candy bars. I just saw they have some sort of protein bar.
Excuse me?
That's like Reese's flavor, but it's supposed to be healthy for you. They are all over the market.
Wow. I think Reese's, I might be getting too in the weeds right
now. Peanut butter, yeah, but cereal.
It's Mars, right? Is it Mars?
Yes.
Okay. See, I know something. Oh, a little something about something. She signed a deal. She gets a lot of attention. The WNBA players, they're walking to the arena right now. They're fashion staples. You know, Caitlin Clark will be here in Atlanta again, I believe, on Tuesday. And she's in the arena. The arena, again, is sold out. I saw her the first time she came. The arena was sold out. The WNBA hasn't garnered this much attention since it got started. And it's actually growing. We have new franchises that are coming in, and they're getting a lot of attention. But even still to this day, more can be done. Like, I didn't even know this. Last night, I didn't know this until I was sitting here and saw it on the screen. There was a WNBA game in Boston at the TD Garden, the home of the Boston Celtics. The Connecticut Sun played against the Los Angeles Sparks. Connecticut won 69-61. And Dejanay Carrington, she's not or hasn't been an all-star in the WNBA, but she's one of its most famous faces, I would say, especially what she does on the court. averaging about 14, 15 points a game, but then also being a fashion staple. And so after the game, which was a sellout, 19,125 fans showed up to see the Connecticut Sun take on the Sparks. Jrue Holiday just won a gold medal in a championship. He was there. Jason Tatum, he won a championship and got a gold medal because we know he ain't play. He was there. They announced this game. Tickets went on sale in December. And we know Connecticut is next door to Boston. They wanted to take advantage and try to, you know, grow their fan base. The WNBA does not have a team in Boston. This might be a little bit of a test case or study, or maybe they just moved them from Connecticut to Boston. I don't know. But Dejounte Carrington was not happy that this game, with 19,000-plus selling out the Garden, she was unhappy that this wasn't televised. This was on Twitter. You wanted to watch it. You had to watch it on Twitter. Take a listen to what she said.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep it real all the time. And I feel like Connecticut as a franchise is historically disrespected. So sometimes, you know, if you want something, you got to go out there and do it yourself. So that's what I did for us. I think that there could have been a lot more publicity or promo from the top, you know. Connecticut had announced that we were having this game probably almost a year ago, maybe. I don't know. Sometime after, right after last season. So it was ample time to do what needed to be done. But it didn't matter anyway because they showed up and it was sold out. We got the dub. So I guess my tweet worked. And the game should have been on a national television broadcast. You shouldn't have to pay for any type of subscription to see a game that's this historic.
Well, I mean, you're watching it on national television or streaming, that typically is, you got to pay something, okay? Let's just put it that way. She put online, she said, hey, since we have to do our own promo, we're playing at the Garden tonight. It's sold out. First a WNBA game here ever, historic, not on TV, but you can watch it right here on Twitter. And I don't want to call this growing pains, but I think this is a part of, like, the evolution. I mean, having these type of games where you're selling out arenas and 19,000 plus, and I couldn't tell you the huge star on the Los Angeles Sparks. I know they have one young lady from Detroit. They have, I think, Hambry is now there, who's suing Becky Hammon and the WNBA for discrimination after she had a child. But there's no gigantic names that are attached. You know, even in Connecticut, Alyssa Thomas is there, and you have names, but it's not, I hate to say it, it's not the two big names. It's not Angel Reese. It's not Caitlin Clark. And they sold out. And I think having these games helps provide justification for the future. The WNBA is going to make more money. The WNBA is going to go ahead and garner more attention. We'll see more of it. And this is just, I think, a part of the process. So is in the past, has the WNBA failed in promoting it? Yeah. But if the television broadcasters don't want the game, they're the ones who got to pay for it. I mean, what are we doing? Hickey, I understand her frustration, but I think we're a little bit closer to the solution than we are to the old problem.
Yes, like it's definitely a good thing that this is getting noticed, that, hey, this is egregious that it wasn't on TV, because now these people want to watch and are seeking out watching WNBA basketball, where we could say for a while that was not the case. And I think growing pains is fair. I would say that, I mean, this feels like a big game where you have to put on TV. I mean, you're in an NBA arena, sold out, that does not involve, like you said, two of the biggest names, three of the four biggest names in the sport. That feels like an occasion where it's like, you know what, yeah, let's put this game on TV to kind of showcase a raucous atmosphere that doesn't include one of our bright stars.
So you mean to tell me ESPN was going to bump off the Little League World Series for this game?
Yeah.
That's basically what it is, right? I mean, the Little League World Series, I feel, has been on for like 3 weeks now. Are they at the end yet? Not even, right?
I believe so.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it ends on Sunday.
Okay. I feel like every game I look at is it's Taiwan, Chinese Taipei, and Puerto Rico. I'm like, where's everybody else at? I want to see everybody else.
So would have rather watched the WNBA last night if you had the option over the Little League World Series?
Would I? Yeah, I have ignored the Little League World Series on purpose, yes. Even here in the studio, I am ignoring the Little League World Series. There's like a friendly on to help open the U.S. Open. Yes, I'm ignoring the Little League World Series. Yes.
Okay. So I think that answers, I mean, in terms of, you point know, made. Programming decisions.
Yeah, sure.
Or even scheduling. Like, if you're the WNBA, I mean, ESPN knows they have the Little League World Series. Maybe you could work with them.
I have known, since I was a kid, the Little League World Series has been on ESPN. Like, it's been on there
right.
for as long as I can remember. They ain't changing a damn thing.
No, I'm saying the WNBA, and right. they should have worked with ESPN to make sure that this game does not coincide when they're broadcasting it. Little League, like, do it a month earlier. I know they had the break, but, like, do it okay. before, do it after. Like, work, kind of like with the growing pains, work to make sure your product is seen and don't have this game. Like you said, I had no idea this happened.
I didn't know this game was on until I saw it in the background sitting here yesterday.
And I'm on Twitter a lot. Didn't see it whatsoever. So it's like they did a poor, whether it's the WNBA, whether it's Twitter, whether it's everyone involved, they did a really poor job of letting you even know this game was happening, let alone then having an area for you to watch that's accessible or yeah, pretty accessible.
Right. Yeah, I had no idea. I had none. That's right. I had to look at this and just go, what the? There was a... I had to go, there's a WNBA game in Boston? What? That was my first thought. So she got a point, but I think this is all a lesson for everybody moving forward. More WNBA is good. More marketing is good. Angel Reese has the perfect last name to sell candy. And Caitlin Clark, well, this lady's making millions and millions of dollars a year. And she's busting ass while she's doing. So I think the WNBA is moving in the right direction. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's taken the WNBA some time to kind of grow and move to this pace or space. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about someone who is venturing into a brand new world, a new opportunity. I'll fill you in on who that is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, damn it. It's Wednesday. But that holds significance. In 20 minutes, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to look at the top six NFL players with the most to prove in 2024. If these guys don't get it together, they might lose out on some big time money. They might be backups. They might get the boot. They might be out of a job. They might be out of luck. They better get it together. They might be called busts, jokes. And a couple of these guys might even miss out on the Hall of Fame. They better get it together in 2024. A top six list of players with the most to prove. That's coming your way in 20 minutes. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about someone who has found something else to do because he just got the boot. But right now, let's talk to Lee in Cincinnati. Lee, you are on the JR Sport Brief Show. What is on your mind?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. And all I have to say is the Brandon Ayuk situation in San Francisco, yeah, maybe kind of big, but I'm going to tell you right now, they have a dark horse guy that I think is going to be Rookie of the Year in Ricky Pearsall. He is that good of a receiver. I'm a Gator fan, and I saw him play. I know he can catch anything from his shoestring up to 3 feet above his head. He runs crisp routes, and he is that good. He's the guy that can come in there and just replace Ayuk almost. I'm not saying that he's that good. He is a rookie, granted, okay? You sit back and watch. He's going to turn a lot of heads. I think he is very much of a dark horse when it comes to the best receivers that there are, and I think he's the best receiver that there was in this whole entire class.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. I mean, that's a tough thing to say when a guy is dealing with a shoulder injury. It's a tough thing to say when the man is on a stacked team that has just been in Super Bowl contention now and gone to the Super Bowl, even last year, as recently as last year. And they got a stacked offense. And every time we blink and look, it appears more and more likely that Brandon Ayuk is going to be staying with the 49ers. It's just a matter of when. And so I don't know, Ricky Pearsall saying that he is going to be winning Rookie of the Year. They got to spread that ball around a lot. Christian McCaffrey is the best player on the team. Okay? Brandon Ayuk is there. Deebo Samuel is there. George Kittle is there. Brandon Ayuk is there. Ricky Pearsall is next in line after everybody that I just named. And so how you stand out like that as a wide receiver on a stacked team, I don't know. He's insurance. Is he going to be good this year? I'm sure he could be if he plays. Is he going to contribute? Yeah. Can I pencil him in at Rookie of the Year? I highly doubt that. I think the Offensive Rookie of the Year is likely going to be a quarterback who is definitely going to play and who's going to be a star. I don't know. Maybe somebody like Caleb Williams. He has to have or be the odds-on favorite given all the talent that he has around him. I mean, in order to get an award, in order to be recognized, you got to have the football. And a wide receiver, he has to ask for it. Okay? Puka Nacua, he lit it up last year. And a part of the reason why he lit it up, you got to think about Cooper Kupp still coming back from injury. It's tough, man. It's tough. Ricky Pearsall, yeah, great as a Gator, and crisp routes. Tell him to be healthy first. I don't know if he's in the right situation to go out there and be amazing. Anyway, we got a head coach. Well, he's a former head coach, unfortunately. This man is Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, no longer head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. He got the boot. No playoffs. Head coach of the Seahawks since 2010. Had to deal with the exit of Russell Wilson. Won a Super Bowl. Certainly lost them another Super Bowl, probably with that call to not just hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch. One of the craziest things ever. And Pete Carroll is now 72 years old. He's not coaching at USC. He's not coaching in the NFL. And so what exactly is he going to be doing? Well, it looks like at this point that Pete Carroll is going back to USC. He's going to be a teacher. He didn't explain exactly what the hell he's going to be teaching or what he's going to do. But then he was also asked if he plans on getting back into coaching. And so Pete Carroll, in speaking to KJR Radio, he said, hell yeah, I could coach again. But I'm ready to teach.
I could coach tomorrow. I mean, I'm physically in the best shape I've been in a long time. I'm ready to do all the activities that I'm doing and feeling really good about it. I don't really, I'm not desiring it, you know, at this point. And this isn't the coaching season. You know, we'll see what happens. And I'm not waiting on it at all. I'm going ahead. I got other things that I want to do that I'm excited about. I'm kind of keeping it undercover here for a bit, but I will wind up working down at USC. I'm going to wind up teaching down there.
Wow.
And I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a really exciting endeavor when it all is finalized and all that.
Hickey, I think he's done in the NFL. I hate to say it, but I think he is. I think he's done.
Absolutely. At 72 years old, look, there's no question about his athletic fitness and his energy. I just don't see who's hiring him.
Yeah, a year off? I mean, you had all these new young coaches that are in the mix. These guys are in their mid to late 30s, their early 40s. I'm not saying age discrimination, but it's about time the world moves on.
Even his system, too. Right, like, I mean, right. Russ wanted to leave in part because it was a very conservative, run the ball, play good defense, which in 2024 is the opposite of what a lot of teams want to do and what a lot of good teams want to do.
Hickey, Aaron Judge just hit another home run. This guy has 46 home runs on the season. He just hit a two-run home run. His 46th of the year. What's today? August 21st. What is he doing? Hickey, I'm waiting for the replay. I want to see where they threw the ball to the guy. Because I'm going to say what I said last night. Why don't they just hit him? What are they doing? Did the guy try to throw the ball out? Did it just sail on him? What are we doing here?
Do you know who provided the other two runs for the Yankees in this game? It's 4-0.
Juan Soto?
Two-run bomb. 4-0 Yankees, two-run home run from Soto, two-run home run from Judge.
This is a two-run team, huh? A two-man team.
Why not just hit both of them?
Hey, now what's his name is up at the plate? What's his bum's name? Giancarlo Stanton.
Don't hit him. Throw him strikes.
Oh, my God. Aaron Judge on pace, 59 home runs for the season. Already has 116 RBIs. Is batting .333. I'm still waiting to see where they threw the ball at as Stanton just swings through at everything. Yeah, what is this? Well, he has 20 home runs. Not too shabby for a guy that never plays, but wow. You know, speaking of Pete Carroll, could you imagine if you put him in? Oh, he's a Jordan brand athlete, of course, because he's one of the best baseball players. Why not? Could you imagine if Aaron Judge just wore Air Monarchs? Could you imagine that?
That would be pretty cool. Pretty swaggy.
He would hit, he'd hit 80 home runs every year wearing them dad shoes. Here's the home run. Where'd this ball go? The guy threw a curveball that just dropped. He threw a curveball that dropped into the middle of the plate. Why are you not just throwing fastballs outside? Like, what are we doing here? I guess they figured we have one out. We can pitch to him. Oh, my God.
Don't. You said yesterday, Barry Bonds' his ass, man. Don't even throw him a strike.
Yeah, don't.
Throw up the four fingers. You don't have to even intentionally walk him. Put the four fingers up.
Damn.
I guess you will, but not having to throw the pitches.
You know, they got all these stupid analytics in baseball now, and it's like, here's the launch angle, and here's how fast the ball goes. You can watch this man hit a ball in slow motion. It's violent as hell. He's like Paul Bunyan out there, man. This is... He's not human. He's not. I mean, he's just bigger than everybody. But he's also great. He is. I'll put it to you this way. He's like modern day Frank Thomas, but he's launching them. If he and Frank Thomas had like an arm wrestling match in their primes, who do you think is winning?
I would say Frank Thomas.
Right.
I would give him the respect, but I think it's close.
There's just something different about Judge. There's something different about his power. Like, you could, watching Barry Bonds, he was strong as hell. But it was like bat speed. Like, Barry Bonds looked like he wasn't trying. Like, he just flipped and all of a sudden, boom. Same thing with Ken Griffey. It did not look overpowering. Like Ken Griffey Jr. did not look like Aaron Judge. You know, Mark McGwire, drug-induced. The Sammy Sosa, drug-induced. Just Judge is just, there's something different about this guy. I don't know. I want to see him get all the home runs. I hope he hits 81 year. Not going to happen, but I hope so. But congratulations to him. And congrats to Pete Carroll. He's done in the NFL. And what's he going to be teaching? I don't know. What's he going to do at USC? Teach philosophy? Or is he going to be a wide receivers coach? I don't know. What?
Could you imagine he goes back to coaching just to be like a lower level assistant on Lincoln Riley's staff?
Nah, he pops in here and there and what happened. Why not, right? No, Lincoln Riley don't want him around at all, right?
I mean, I think Lincoln Riley be, you know, I think he'd be smart to leave him off the staff because if Lincoln Riley loses a game this year that he shouldn't, you know what the fans would be saying, right?
Yeah, but Pete, he's going to show up every now and then. You have to let him around, right?
No, I'm not saying ban him. I'm just saying I would not put him on the staff, you know?
Oh, no, he's just a special consultant.
I think you should bring him in. Like, once in a blue moon, hey, he's here this week. He's advising. But, you know, have him as, like, the wide receivers coach or, like, you know, the quarterbacks coach. could be a spell on your own doom.
You know, there's a lot of people who are easily intimidated. Like, we had Kyle Shanahan, not intimidated. And maybe he knew that Bill Belichick was going to say no. He's just like, hey, you know, hey, Bill, you're not doing anything besides all your 4 and 5 television jobs. Why don't you just come to the 49ers in any capacity? I haven't been able to get the job done, so why don't you come help and give advice? And Bill Belichick wisely said, no, I'm going to hang out with my hot young girlfriend. I'm going to hang out on television. TV's fun. Yeah, maybe the 49ers will do something. Maybe Ricky Pearsall, like Lee from Cincinnati, said maybe he will just lead the way. And we'll certainly find out sooner than later. Good luck to Pete Carroll. It just really stinks that who's going to hire a 73-year-old NFL coach? Bill Belichick will probably likely get the benefit of the doubt because of his resume. Pete Carroll, sorry, buddy. You're done. You're cooked. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. It's one of your favorite times of the week. It's Wednesday. And I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top NFL players with the most to prove in 2024. And if they don't get their act together, they may end up out of a job. Like Bill Belichick. Like Pete Carroll. They might be backups. They might lose money. Or they can hit it rich like Aaron Judge. There's a lot on the line here for the NFL players I'm going to share with you. So don't go anywhere. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. A new top six list next on the Infinity Sports Network.